Today's sustaining member question is about tipping troubles. Over the past 10 years or so, we frequent a restaurant about 5 or 6 times a year and are familiar with the menu. Entree prices range from $10 to $30. We usually tip 20%. We placed our order for 2 entrees and hot tea, with a special request for a tea that they sometimes serve that we love. The server came back and said they didn't have that tea, so we asked for plain black. She came back with Earl Grey, which I really do not like, so we asked again for plain black. She came back with decaf, I do not like. I think the flavor is flat, but I kept it anyway. She brought out our entrees and announced she was leaving, and another wait person would take over the table. We weren't sure if we should be tipping her, so we scrambled and gave her $6 cash, all the fives and singles we had. The new server stopped by, asking if everything was satisfactory. We requested an additional plate as we were going to go halvesies on our entrees, and the bowl and a taco holder weren't working out. She stopped by a few times to see if we needed anything else, and we weren't sure what to tip. The total was $36. We paid with a 40 and gave her $4 in change. So, did we do the right thing by splitting the tip? We ended up tipping more than the 20% our $36 bill called for, but we really didn't know what to do. Thanks, and love the podcast.
This is a great question. And it's a tough question, and a lot of it actually comes down to asking in the moment that that server comes up to you and says, I'm actually leaving my shift, there's going to be a new server coming to help you out. That's the time to say, oh, should we close out our tab with you, or do you all pool tips? Is there any way we can make sure that you get tipped for the service you gave us? Now, it doesn't sound like it was really the best service that you received, but again, I like the fact that you're not thinking, oh, the T's were messed up twice, so we don't have to tip this person. That's not how tipping works, and I really appreciate that you're not considering that even in your question at all. But I do think that asking how to manage the tip when a change of shift is happening is appropriate, because different restaurants handle it differently. Some places are pooling their tips together. Others, I know that when you switch like from the bar to a table, you close out at the bar and then you move to the table. So there are just different mechanisms that are possible here, and asking is really the best way.
And just because someone's announcing a shift change or a change of waits person doesn't mean they're asking for that tip at that point. It's really just good courtesy, good practice in the service industry to let someone know that that shift is occurring. I think that a pretty common situation is that the person who delivers the bill is the one who ends up picking up the tip. And if tips are pooled, then everybody gets tipped out.
No worries.
Based on the time that they spent there.
Yeah.
But if it does happen on a table-by-table basis, sometimes that's the luck of the draw. Sometimes you pick up some tables at the start of a shift. Mm-hmm. You lose some tables at the end of the shift. Mm-hmm. These are the details that are the ins and outs of the serving profession. I think it's less common to be splitting the tip up proportionally based on the amount of time someone's been giving you service for a meal.
Agreed.
As I started to hear this unfold, it started to feel a little awkward to me just because there was so much sort of thinking and calculating that was required in order to get there.
Without anything, like, I mean, you're not seeing your full bill, so you're kind of guessing at what you might owe or not owe, and that's just tough. I have to be honest that I want to give our listener a little reprieve and say, I'm surprised that when you started reaching for the ones and the five, that the server didn't say anything. Like, oh, no, you can this is awkward. Like, that's just strange. I find that I would have liked to have seen your server take hold of that situation and say, oh, no, you tip at the end. Don't worry about it. Like, it all shakes out in the end. Or, oh, thank you. That's so thoughtful of you. I can close this out or something for you right now if you're not going to order anything else.
Which also sometimes happens if someone's gotten you 95% of the way there.
Exactly. So different ways it could happen, but I feel badly that you weren't given an indication by the establishment who is in the position of knowing, whereas you are not.
Agreed. I was a little bit wondering why that server didn't just say, oh, no, please, don't worry about tipping me for part of the service. It all comes out in the wash or something to that effect. But what happened, and good for you for also seeing it through to the end and being sure that the person that concluded your meal was also tipped and that you hit that 20% mark, which, as Lizzie pointed out, really is something that we all want to be thinking about whenever we're having table service in America, because that's the expectation. Thank you for your question. We appreciate the opportunity to get into the details on tipping, a question that is always of interest to just about every audience we talk to.